You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 22, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Cognitive warfare targeting black voters ahead of midterms. In April 2026, justice researchers released a severe warning. The Brennan Center for Justice reported a surge in state-sponsored influence operations. Furthermore, security analysts at ACES International confirmed these alarming findings. These operations directly target Black Lives Matter digital spaces. The primary goal is to exploit polarization. State actors want to degrade trust ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. This strategy goes beyond traditional propaganda. Propaganda usually attempts to change what people believe. In contrast, modern operations utilize cognitive warfare. This specific warfare aims to degrade how people think. It achieves this by exploiting emotional triggers and tribal identities. State actors want to exhaust activists and suppress voter turnout. They are deploying these tactics while Donald Trump is the current president. State interference in black political movements is entirely unoriginal. The current digital tactics represent a refinement of 20th century strategies. Between 1956 and 1971, the Federal Bureau of Investigation ran a disruptive program. This program was known as the Counterintelligence Program. It explicitly targeted the civil rights movement under Director J. Edgar Hoover. The government wanted to disrupt, misdirect, and discredit black leaders. Hoover desperately wanted to prevent the rise of a unifying figure. He feared a black messiah who could unify the marginalized community. Consequently, the agency used forged documents and anonymous tips to create factionalism. This intense disruption deeply affected the history of the Black Panther Party. It also damaged the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. The destructive legacy of government surveillance spans many decades. In 1976, the Church Committee revealed massive domestic intelligence files. The agency held over 500,000 files on American citizens. Today, this aggressive surveillance has evolved into sophisticated social media monitoring. State actors use data mining to map extensive activist networks. They use this data to locate psychological pressure points within communities. A major turning point occurred during the 2016 and 2020 elections. Foreign adversaries successfully weaponized black identity online. Russia operated a massive facility known as the Internet Research Agency. Research confirmed that African Americans were targeted with more Facebook advertisements than any other group. These foreign operatives created fake pages like Blackstagram. They gathered hundreds of thousands of followers to build false trust. The Russian strategy aimed for maximum polarization within the United States. Operatives simultaneously managed conflicting social media pages. They ran Blue Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter pages at the exact same time. The ultimate goal of this dual operation was epistemic degradation. This complex term describes the destruction of a shared factual reality. It occurs between different segments of the American public. When distinct groups live in entirely different realities, society begins to fracture. The 2016 operation specifically urged black voters to boycott the presidential election. They aggressively spread narratives claiming that nobody represented black people. This calculated strategy effectively suppressed voter participation. Furthermore, it manipulated efforts focused on shaping political dynamics within marginalized communities. Cognitive warfare has become highly professionalized and difficult to detect today. Modern operations utilize an advanced convergence of specific scientific fields. These fields include nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, and cognitive science. This powerful combination is known by the acronym NBIC. These converging technologies allow scientists to understand human behavior deeply. They can potentially manipulate biology at the neurological level. The 2016 troll farms relied heavily on human operatives in foreign offices. However, the 2026 operations use highly advanced generative artificial intelligence. State actors deploy automated artificial intelligence attack swarms to disrupt online communities. These automated accounts engage in nuanced, human-like debates. They subtly steer communities toward extreme positions or complete political apathy. This technology provides precision influence at a massive scale. Justice researchers note a specific focus on Black Lives Matter spaces. The current targeting aims to hollow out trust in community institutions. State actors constantly fabricate internal scandals to divide local leaders. They aggressively push narratives claiming that prominent activists are selling out. These operations want to destroy the foundational trust that holds. Movements together. These manipulative tactics make collective action feel entirely futile. If people cannot trust their leaders, they naturally stop organizing. This manufactured despair is a core objective of modern cognitive warfare. The attackers want marginalized groups to surrender their political power voluntarily. They achieve this by making the democratic process seem irreparably broken. Organizations often use speculative wargaming exercises to prepare for unknown threats. National security futurists envision future risks to stress test institutional resilience. The 2026 Fulton County scenario serves as one such speculative foresight exercise. This fictional intelligence helps policymakers anticipate strategic shocks before they ever occur. Organizations use these exercises to understand vulnerabilities in the human domain. In these specific scenarios, federal raids on election offices are aggressively weaponized. Influence operations use these fictional events to convince black voters of corruption. They push the idea that the voting system is completely rigged. The operations amplify feelings of intense disenfranchisement to discourage midterm participation. These valuable war games highlight severe vulnerabilities within our cognitive infrastructure. Researchers consistently ask why Black Lives Matter digital spaces are targeted aggressively. The definitive answer lies in the concept of high trust networks. Institutional trust is currently declining rapidly across the United States. Consequently, individuals rely heavily on community-based digital groups for essential information. These spaces serve as safe havens for marginalized voices. State-directed actors deliberately infiltrate these spaces to bypass traditional propaganda filters. They inject divisive narratives directly into the cognitive infrastructure of the community. Once inside a highly trusted space, fake accounts can easily manipulate genuine members. This insidious infiltration exploits the strength rise from Africa. This strength historically kept marginalized communities united against severe adversity. Data from recent studies illustrates the high efficiency of these hostile operations. A highly respected study provided stark numbers regarding voter manipulation. The Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published this crucial research. Exposure to targeted digital voter suppression advertisements in 2016 was highly effective. The study found a measurable decrease in voter turnout among specific demographics. Specifically, turnout dropped by almost 2% in crucial battleground states. This slight decrease involved non-white voters who were heavily targeted. A 2% drop can alter the entire outcome of a national election. State-directed interference is highly calculated and deeply mathematical in nature. The manipulators know exactly how many votes they need to suppress successfully. The dangerous threat of cognitive warfare extends far beyond digital spaces. The physical safety of election workers is currently at extreme risk. Half of all local election officials express deep concern about state-directed interference. They worry about political leaders fueling discord ahead of the 2026 midterms. This concern is grounded in recent historical events and ongoing threats. Digital disinformation directly fuels real-world harassment and physical violence. Nearly one-third of election workers report experiencing threats or severe harassment. Online rumors quickly translate into physical danger for these dedicated public servants. Local election offices are struggling to maintain safety and order. They are operating in an increasingly hostile and unpredictable environment. Election offices are actively beginning to fight back against this technological threat. Currently, 16% of local election offices use artificial intelligence tools. They use these advanced tools to combat and manage widespread disinformation. This current adoption rate represents a doubling of usage since the previous year. Administrators understand the urgent need to protect the voting process. These election administrators know that they must modernize their digital defenses. They cannot fight artificial intelligence swarms with outdated manual methods. Human moderation alone is insufficient to stop millions of automated messages. Defensive algorithms are now absolutely essential for protecting electoral integrity. Technology must be used to fight back against technological manipulation. Communities must actively develop cognitive resilience to protect themselves from manipulation. This specific resilience involves practical media literacy steps for everyday users. Psychological inoculation is a highly effective strategy. For internet users, this concept is commonly known among researchers as pre-bunking. Pre-bunking teaches people how to recognize manipulation techniques before they encounter them. Activists can practice lateral reading to verify starting or outrageous claims. Lateral reading involves checking multiple reputable sources immediately. Users should never linger on an emotional or highly inflammatory post. People must also look for artificial intelligence artifacts in shared multimedia. Unnatural textures or mismatched shadows often reveal dangerous deepfake images. These skills defend against those undermining Black nationalism and progress. Establishing secure communication is vital for modern grassroots organizations. Activists should create closed, verified communication loops for sensitive discussions. These private channels help ensure that information comes from vetted human sources. A closed loop prevents state-directed bots from easily infiltrating the private conversation. Security professionals highly recommend this practice for vulnerable groups. Cognitive warfare specifically targets the human mind as the ultimate battlefield. Effective defense against this invisible threat relies on community awareness. It also relies on proactive education regarding digital safety protocols. People must verify information and maintain unity despite engineered artificial discord. Protecting the human domain is absolutely essential for preserving democratic participation. The upcoming midterm elections present a significant challenge for marginalized voters. State-directed influence operations will inevitably continue to adapt their disruptive methods. The convergence of new technologies makes these automated attacks more sophisticated over time. However, historical records firmly show that Black communities possess immense resilience against systemic suppression. This inherent resilience remains a powerful weapon against cognitive manipulation. Awareness is the first vital step in defeating widespread epistemic degradation. When voters understand the mathematical mechanics of digital manipulation, those tactics lose power. Individuals must firmly commit to verifying information before sharing it within trusted networks. Communities can successfully protect their digital spaces through dedicated education and vigilance. By doing so, they safeguard their political voices and their crucial democratic power. Copyright African Elements.